Hello and welcome to the DVCA show. This week's episode of the show is brought to us by our sponsors at Loan Sorted. If you have a need for a home loan, business loan, car loan, or any other type of loan you can think of, head to www.loansorted.com.au. This week we are talking to Riley Patterson, who is entering his second season as the DVCA's Junior Representative Coordinator and 7 years in the program as a whole. Riley, thank you for joining us this week.
Thanks, Cal. It's good to be on.
So, Riley, can you talk to us about the structure of the junior program this year? You know, we've seen the program develop in terms of the number of teams we've had across the course of the journey, and now, of course, girls cricket is flourishing better than ever in the DVCA.
Absolutely. The program this year, it's going to consist of obviously the boys and girls again, which is fantastic. So I'm obviously the boys coordinator, so we're going to run with the five boys teams, two in the 12s, two in the 14s, and one in the 16s. Then the girls are going to have the three sides. They're run by Aaron and Grace, so they're doing a fantastic job. And to get it up last year after a tough off-season, that was great. So, yeah, we've definitely going stronger. We've improved the program over the years. So we've obviously changed hands from Brett.
And what's the structure of the junior rep program going to look like this season? We've seen the number of teams change over the course of the season, but girls cricket is now flourishing bigger and better than ever in the DVCA.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I'll start with the girls. So Aaron Lambert and Grace Lambert, they have taken over the girls program this year. So that is really good to see that, you know, we're growing. We're going to have three sides in the girls team, in the 12s, 14s and the 17s. So that's really, really good. We're seeing plenty of numbers in the girls. I'm pretty sure they've had a few practice sessions now and a couple of information sessions. Yep. But a couple of high-profile players come out, so it's really good to see awesome. The work that's going into the girls this year. As for the boys, we're standing at five teams this year, dropping it back one, because we're competing with Downing Shield and Craig Shield a little bit, where, you know what, we probably shouldn't be, but we are losing a lot of our top-end talent to them, which is fantastic as a progression thing for our kids. But we are losing our kids. Obviously, we want them playing for the Diamond Valley, but yeah, you know, if they are playing higher, it's even better. So, yeah, we're going to run with the 212s, 214s, and the 116s. Yep. So we've got coaches for four of the sides. So we've got Tommy, Mahesh, Jack, and Rohan joining on. They're continuing on from the Winter Academy this year. So we run a Winter Academy through the June-July period as well, where we've had close to 100 kids go through and receive specialty coaching from, you know, batsmen, bowlers, fielding, all facets of cricket, really. So, yeah, it's growing and moving in the right direction.
And still on the lookout for assistant coaches for the programs?
Yeah, so this year in the boys, we do want to get assistant coaches on board. It's a lot of work as a singular coach, especially at rep level. There's a lot of things going on. So we are looking for assistant coaches. If you are interested, please do reach out to me.
What the sort of requirements in terms of the specific responsibilities and hours for an assistant coach in rep?
So we are going through the trial process pretty much as we speak for the younger groups. Obviously, you need to have a level one coaching certification as well and working with children. Then hours-wise, we're kind of looking at a few hours through each month just for training sessions here and there. And then obviously the big period is January, where, you know, it's 2 weeks from the 6th to the 19th. And there's going to be six or seven games for each side.
And your contact details all on the DVCA's website for anyone who's interested in coming on board?
Absolutely, and there'll be an ad out on the Diamond Valley representative page too in the next few days.
That actually dovetails beautifully into my next question. We're looking at having greater social media presence for the junior rep program this year. What's brought that about?
So we feel as an association that we want to give our kids more of the spotlight. And as they should, with the growing movement of social media and the output it gets and what we get back out of it, we think there's plenty of opportunity to grow. So, you know, between chats that we've had, Cal, it's plenty of room for us to improve. But this is really a direction we want to move in to make cricket more attractive for the younger generation.
Yeah, which is obviously we're looking to retain cricketers through the junior program, 12s, 14s through 16s, because cricket does take more of a commitment than a lot of sports that are available in the summer. You want people to be seeing the rewards that are really pertinent to cricket for people who say juniors, so they want to be sharing and joining in that themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this season, what's the biggest thing on the whiteboard for your team?
The biggest thing on the whiteboard for us is just continual improvement. We struggled a little bit last year in results, but that's no reason why we can't improve. Obviously, you know, there's a new crop of kids each year and there's plenty of talent about. Last year in the 12s, we were very bottom age heavy. So this year, obviously, that makes them all top age, and that's really exciting. So I think we have a really good opportunity to compete and go further in the 12s. The 14s as well, they weren't far off last year and, you know, really competed really well. So there's no reason why they can't do that again. And obviously the 16s, you know, as they get older, they hit the ball a bit harder.
Yeah, grass.
Cricket's really exciting when they get to the under 16 level. You know, it's a lot more fast pace and, yeah, bigger shots. See stumps cartwheeling, it's good to see. So they were 0.008% off making the finals last year, which was heartbreaking for the kids and all involved, but hopefully we can see them take the next step this year.
And what do you love most about being involved in the junior rep program? Two years into the coordinator role, but 7 years is a long time to be involved.
Yeah, so I suppose I've seen now all components of the rep program. I played as a junior, I've coached as an assistant and as a head coach for 5 years, and then now as the administrator for two. So I just really love giving back to junior cricket. I think where I was in the program, you know, say 10, 12 years ago, it was, you know, just rep cricket. There was nothing else. It was an opportunity to represent your club in January, but now there's so many different facets to it. And I think it can go a lot further, even more so in the next couple of years. But there's so many opportunities now with professional coaches and kids wanting to actually get better at cricket. It's not just, you know, I'm going to have some fun with my mates and I'm okay at cricket. Kids are wanting to really exceed, and it's really, really exciting to see.
Yeah, well, we hope we can see all the cricketers in the junior rep program for the DVCA this year doing their very best as they continue to grow as cricketers and as people.
Absolutely, Cal.
Thank you very much for coming on, Riley. This has been this week's edition of the DVCA Show. Catch us for our next podcast later in the week. Remember, more cricket, more people, more often.